It's a grand idea, this work about Martin Luther King's last night on Earth. What was he feeling like? What were his plans, his hopes? Why was he not protected better? Why did we have to lose him? All good questions, a fine idea for a piece of art. But The Mountaintop does not stop there. First performed in 2009, written by Katori Hall, who was then in her 20s, this 90-minute or so work roars from its premise into Fantasia land. It becomes not so much a view of Dr. King, but an exercise in seeing just how dizzy, just how watch me with all my talent that the playwright can muster. The result is a play that's half good, half overbaked. In other words, it unfortunately goes off the track it is set for itself. This view of a great American has its good points, but it needs governing. Less fantasia and more grounding. Here's the storyline, at the beginning at least. We find Martin Luther King alone in a pretty beat-up motel in Memphis. Rain pours, thunder is breathtaking, it's late at night. The colleague who's been sent out to find some cigarettes has disappeared. King calls for coffee to be sent up. Room service is closed, he's told. Do you know who I am? He demands of the manager. Soon arrives a shapely, sexy, smart-as-a-whip young lady, complete not only with the coffee, but a couple of packs of Pall Malls, not to mention a mind as quick and sure as can be. King is, let's say, impressed. The two fight and flirt, argue and agree, and disagree again. King is shown to be a man worn down by his struggles, by his dreams. He's just 39, but a loud clap of thunder can put him into a fearful collapse. He's a man of greatness, worn down by his efforts, by his enemies. The Mountaintop slowly, surely becomes a fuselage of fantasy. The young woman isn't what she seems. She's greater, really, but quite fantastically foolish, too. The play, unfortunately, becomes silly at times. Its premise runs off the road, the attention taken from Martin Luther King to someplace fearful and foul. Fortunately, there's little problem with the cast. Mia Ellis, quickly becoming a leading lady at Trinity Rep, gallops into her wild-eyed role with a great measure of power and humor. One moment she's a southern black woman, feisty and fast, and then, suddenly, she's something more, something serious. It's excellent onstage work. Trinity veteran Joe Wilson Jr. gives us a Dr. King who is at once rough and tough and fearful and tired. One moment he is charging ahead, demanding better treatment for his people, for his country. Then the actor switches into a dud who's trying to decide if he should shave off his mustache. Oh, what should I do? He asks. But by then, the Mountaintop has pretty much collapsed. Its fusillade of fervor, its oblique view of a most serious event wears quite thin. Does it live up to its premise? It's a shame. A good start run aground.